From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama's national security adviser says Afghanistan is not in imminent danger of falling into the Taliban's hands. Retired General James Jones says Pakistan's campaign against insurgents in safe havens along the border suggests those efforts could mark a major shift in the war. And he says Afghanistan can succeed with the aid of a strong effort by the U.S. to train the Afghan army and police.
I think the end is much more complex than just about adding X number of troops. Afghanistan is a country that's quite large and it swallows up a lot of people.
Jones's views differ from that of U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, who's asked for thousands of more troops to fight the war. Insurgents killed 8 American soldiers in Afghanistan yesterday. The U.N.'s nuclear watchdog will inspect Iran's new uranium enrichment site on October 25th. That's according to its chief, Mohammad El-Baradei, who made the announcement in Tehran after talks with Iran's leaders. Dale Gavlak reports.
El-Baradei told reporters in Tehran that he saw a shifting of gears from conspiracy to cooperation over Iran's newly revealed second nuclear plant. He said the UN must send its inspectors to ensure the facility is dedicated to peaceful purposes. But he also warned that Iran should have told the International Atomic Energy Agency about the site when it decided to build it. The revelation of the second plant has heightened suspicions by the U.S. and its allies that Iran may be using a civilian nuclear program as a cover for developing a weapons-making capability. Iran agreed to allow UN inspectors into the facility at a landmark meeting in Geneva last week that put nuclear talks back on track and included the highest-level bilateral contact with the U.S. in 3 decades. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Russia's current oil production makes it the world's largest oil producer, but that pace will be hard to continue, and Russian officials are anxiously looking for ways to diversify their commodity-dependent economy. NPR's Anne Garrels has more.
Despite cuts by OPEC to prop up oil prices, Russia is busily pumping oil. This hasn't won it friends from the other oil producers. Russian production of late has been boosted by the launch of several new fields, but key older fields are running out, and Russia needs new investors with new technology to develop other fields, among the world's biggest, but remote and hard to exploit. After 10 years of high oil prices and growth, and then a precipitous drop with the global economic crisis, Russian officials are looking to diversify an economy which is largely dependent on commodity prices. In a stark summation of Russia's current situation, President Dmitry Medvedev said, among many problems, Russia suffers from an inefficient economy. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
Heavy downpours are slowing rescue efforts in western Indonesia. Officials say more than 640 people were buried in landslides. This is NPR. Greeks are headed to the polls today in a general election that's expected to put a new party in power. Analysts say voters outraged over scandals and a sputtering economy are likely to reject the incumbent conservatives and vote in the opposition socialists. Prime Minister Kostas Kamaramanlis called the election halfway through his second four-year term. Spain says it has captured two of the pirates who hijacked a Spanish fishing boat off the coast of Somalia. The crew of the boat is still being held hostage, reportedly by at least 10 other heavily armed pirates. Jerome Sokolovsky has the story from Madrid.
The commander of the Spanish rescue force, General Jaime Dominguez, says the fishing boat with 36 crew members is now anchored off the Somali coast. A Spanish Navy frigate has caught up to the boat and is keeping a close watch. Dominguez says two of the captors apparently tried to reach the shore on a dinghy, but a Navy helicopter fired warning shots and took the men into custody. The commander says one of the suspects was wounded in the abdomen. The 300-foot Basque trawler was boarded on Friday in the Indian Ocean by men reportedly armed with grenade launchers. But one of the crew members reached by a Basque radio station says no one has been harmed. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Madrid.
A fire driven by 40-mile-per-hour winds destroyed 3 homes and threatened dozens of others in a mountainous area northeast of San Bernardino, California, yesterday. Residents of some 50 homes in the fire's path fled the region. No injuries were reported. Another fire in Arizona is burning out of control in the town of Williams. It began as a controlled burn that jumped its boundaries. The blaze has charred about 1,000 acres. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.